You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And now I have the very warm pleasure of welcoming Holly Arrowsmith on air to talk about their new single, Neon Bright, which was released on the 9th of May. Thank you for joining me, Holly. How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, very excited to have you here. Congratulations on the single release.
Thank you.
How does it feel to have that one out into the universe?
Yeah, it feels good. It's been a long time coming, this record that it's a part of. Started recording it like over 3 years ago, so it feels great to kind of get the momentum going again. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Quite a journey, I would imagine. I've read that your lyrics sort of center on or stem from what it means to be human, and like the deeply personal as also being sort of universal. Can you explain a bit further about how that's maybe reflected in the track?
Yeah, I love this quote by Joni Mitchell that people deserve to know how other people feel.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my approach with songwriting. And sometimes it can feel quite scary to like put out a song about how you suffer with depression or anxiety or kind of vulnerable topics. But yeah, just that idea that what's personal is also universal. I really subscribe to that. And yeah, that's what this song is, I suppose.
Yeah, I would say I really subscribe to that as well. I think I love that quote, actually, reading up about it earlier today. So, yeah, I think I can see how releasing music with those themes would be massive. So, yeah, credit to you for doing so.
Thanks. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of people doing it, which is good. I think it's good that these things talked about. Yeah.
I would agree, for sure. And further to the track itself, I watched the accompanying music video earlier today, which was a pretty fun watch, actually. And I noticed it had quite a all-star cast of other New Zealand musicians. Can you tell us a little bit more about the story behind that music video, what the themes coming through there might be?
Yeah, so I worked with the wonderful producer Robin Jordan, and we came up with this concept of feelings and how they can kind of take over and manipulate you and control you, and maybe they're just trying to protect you or do some kind of job to help you function, but often they become kind of like unwelcome guests, outstaying their welcome. And in the video, my arms are being manipulated by various people as I play all the instruments in the song. And in the end, I kind of have a like spaghetti western standoff with Delaney Davidson, who kind of represents maybe the more sinister nature of some feelings. Yeah, but we had a lot of fun making it. It's quite silly.
Yeah, the fun sort of shines through, I reckon.
Yes.
But yeah, with the really cool still like images of being manipulated while playing instruments. Yeah, it was a really cool music video, and everyone should
check
it out. Yeah. And also, as we were chatting just off air before, you are a finalist for the New Zealand Best Country Music Song with your track Desert Dove. Congratulations for that. That's coming up in 2 weeks, 24th of May. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, obviously it's an honour to be nominated. And Delaney is actually one of the finalists too, among some other great songs. So yeah, the awards are down in the heart of the South in Gore at the Country Music Honours. So yeah, I think awards, I guess it's always nice to be acknowledged for what you're doing by your peers and by the community that you're part of. Yeah,
absolutely. And also really exciting to be happening during New Zealand Music Month too. I feel like, yeah, always good to,
yeah, good timing.
Yeah, credit everyone. And I understand the track Neon Bright is off a upcoming record to be released. What can we expect from the rest of the album?
Yes, so the album was produced by Tom Healy. He produced, I mean, one of my favourite records of recent years, which was My Boy by Marlon Williams and other great, other so much great music Tom's worked on. So, yeah, I've got him behind the, like, steering the ship and a great band, Tom himself and Cass Basil and Alex Freer, Anita Clark. So lucky to work with all of them. And, yeah, 10 new songs and, yeah, quite a variety of feel throughout the record, like the first half's, yeah, full band energy, and the then there's some more kind of nod, and some more that nod to the more acoustic, like, solo stuff I've done in the past. So, yeah, I'm really proud of it, and I'm really excited to share it and tour it.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, very excited to hear it when it is released, and yeah, congratulations on that too.
Thank you.
Big thing to do, and yeah, congratulations on that recent single. Is there any final words for the listeners?
Well, I would just say, during Music Month, just, we've got so much great music being made here in New Zealand, and go out and find something new. I've been loving Vera Allen. She put out a new EP today, actually.
Ooh, excited.
And, yeah, Delaney has a great new record out. So much good music. So just get behind your local artists and, yeah, enjoy it.
Absolutely. I second that. Yeah, really talented musicians here in New Zealand. Very lucky to be able to speak to them about their music. So thank you so much for joining me on air today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That was Holly Arrowsmith talking about their new single, Neon Bright. Here it is. I hope you guys enjoy. Keep it locked.
Neon bright makes the darkness like light. Neon bright makes the darkness look nice. Neon, 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 neon bright. Neon bright makes the darkness look light. I'll be here waiting, nobody home. I won't ask for help, I try to do it on my own. Just neon.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.